At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The last decade was the hottest since the mid-1800s, they say. The last month was the hottest in 6,500 years, my television tells me. So, and it
that's
was
hot.
And the water in Florida was 101 degrees yesterday, like a hot tub. I don't know. Do with that with what you will. I drove a giant diesel truck to work. That's what I did.
Wow. Wow. Part of the problem, folks, right there. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I'm doing and then do what I always do after the show, but with a little guilt in the background.
Okay.
And you know what? Maybe I'll tweet something.
X it.
Stop global warming now.
You'll X something.
Hashtag boiled manatees or something. I don't know. I mean, it's terrible, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it. Moving along to the trial of Joseph R. Biden. Why don't we start with clip number 30, Michael? Chad Pergram on Special Report with Brett Baer.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy going further on impeachment than ever before.
When more of this continues to unravel, it rises to the level of an impeachment inquiry where you would have the Congress to have the power to get to all these answers.
While McCarthy talks impeachment, he's not ready to launch an actual impeachment inquiry.
Now, define what this is right now that we're in and how this would work mechanically.
We're no different than where we were yesterday.
So that was called a walk back by MSNBC, what he said yesterday? Do you understand it's an impeachment inquiry? Okay.
Right. They're investigating whether to charge a crime or are investigating whether to investigate.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me know when something happens. But a couple of pieces of journalism I've come across in the last 24 hours, including this by Susan Ferreccio, who's an absolutely rock-solid and terrific journalist, writes for the Washington Times these days. Her article, Cohort Will Link Biden to Son's Shady Business Deals, President's Denial of Role Grows Tougher. I suppose we could have played the cute little KJP sound from yesterday, in which the president has never spoken to his son about his overseas business, evolved into the president is not involved in his son's overseas businesses, because the denial is just no longer possible to make of even communicating. But Susan writes, mounting evidence shows President Biden was involved in his family's shady foreign business deals, and looming testimony from a former associate could make it harder for the White House to refute charges of influence peddling and bribery. Keeping in mind, the New York Times characterized that as Republicans are pouring through bank records hoping to find information damaging to the Biden family. That is something. Former Biden family business associate Devin Archer has been summoned to testify Monday before a House committee investigating his family's foreign business deals. Mr. Archer is a critical witness. Congressional investigators say he arranged lucrative roles on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma for himself and Hunter Biden. Through his company, Rosemont Seneca Bohai, Mr. Archer accepted $3.5 million in wire transfers from Burisma 2014 to 2016 and sent more than $700,000 to three of Hunter Biden's bank accounts, investigators say.
Man, an $83,000 a month job is a good job.
That's a really good job. You're going to be working 60, 70-hour weeks or just making a phone call now and again. Wow. Charles Grassley, Iowa Republican, last week released an FBI informant's testimony saying Burisma paid Hunter Biden, quote, to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems as it sought to buy a U.S. oil and gas company. They were trying to protect themselves from the scrutiny that comes by government regulators if they buy into the U.S. market. Mr. Archer may also have some of the most direct knowledge of any American witness of the president's involvement in ending a corruption investigation that was dogging Burisma and preventing its entry into the U.S. energy industry. That's one angle that you rarely hear enunciated, that the reason they were so desperate to get cleared and not be messed with by this prosecutor is that they were trying to buy U.S. energy interests, which would have been enormously profitable. Mr. Archer was at a 2015 hotel meeting with two top Burisma executives in Dubai, where Hunter Biden appeared to showcase his influence by phoning his father and putting him on the speakerphone. We talked about that yesterday and the day before. The New York Post, which first revealed the call, reported that Hunter Biden phoned Biden with Burisma CEO Mykola Zlochevsky, said he needed to speak with Hunter Biden urgently, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Archer met with the vice president in the White House April 16th, 2014, just days before Mr. Biden flew to Ukraine. And one day after, Burisma wired $113,000 to Rosemont Seneca.
This is all coincidence. Biden,
oh, yeah. I mean, and that's one of the reasons I'm bringing this to you. When somebody like Susan Ferreccio goes to the trouble of lining all these things up and giving you a timeline, I mean, you know, if somebody told me, Joe, you ought to donate to this cause, and then 2.5 years later I donated to the cause, maybe that could be attributed to the conversation. Maybe it couldn't. But these things happen bingo, bango, bongo in the course of a week, a single week. So let's see. Then Biden appeared in Kiev 6 days later with Ukrainian Prime Minister Yatsenyuk and delivered a speech to lawmakers regarding Russia's aggression in Crimea, touting U.S. solidarity with Ukraine and doing the other stuff about the prosecutor. Mr. Archer joined the Burisma board within a day of Mr. Biden's speech. Hunter Biden joined the Burisma board a month later. Ron Johnson says we know that President Biden lied about not discussing Hunter's overseas business dealings. It certainly wouldn't surprise me to learn he was far more involved, and he expresses hope that that Archer's testimony comes and comes quickly. Congressional investigators want Mr. Archer to explain why Mr. Zlochevsky urgently sought a meeting with Hunter Biden. And that request coincided with Zlochevsky's effort to thwart Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin's corruption investigation into Burisma. According to the FBI memo Grassley released last week, Zlochevsky said he eventually paid Zlochevsky said this in writing. Now, could he be a liar or a crook or something? Absolutely. But he said in writing he eventually paid a $10 million bribe split between Hunter Biden and his father to ensure Mr. Shokin's ouster. The FBI obtained the testimony from a paid informant. And there's more detail, and it goes on for some time. But the idea that this isn't even worth investigating or asking the questions is just nuts.
So do you think that this is a flat-out Hunter or the whole Biden family was going to make a bunch of money from this Burisma Corporation if they could get that prosecutor fired? Call off the dogs, and Joe Biden went and fired the guy. Because of that. For the money.
I think it's possible. My level, and remember, whenever I offer an opinion or a prediction, I try to throw in my level of certainty, because I don't want to be that cliched talk show host who's just 100% certain about everything. Life doesn't work that way. I would say I'm well past 50-50 that it may be that simple, but I'm not sure. Which is why it's worthy of investigating. There's tremendous amounts of money flowing around.
I mean, because Ukraine did have a corrupt government. We were giving them lots of money. I mean, there was a reason to, if this guy was particularly corrupt, to want to get rid of him as part of a deal. Hey, you want the money, you got to get rid of that guy. I mean, that guy's a crook.
Sure.
I mean, that's not unreasonable. So it's also possible that it was going that direction. And the thing that pushes it over the edge is, hey, this would really help out my son's company. Was, you know, that extra push over the edge.
the fact that the Veep's son was on the board of the company being investigated by the guy who the vice president then got fired, I mean, you have to investigate
that. And, of course, that led to this. I mean, Joe Biden said this. He's very proud of this.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Who wasn't as interested in going after Burisma. Maybe.
Maybe. I find it very easy to believe that little appearance was Joe Biden shooting off his mouth, saying way too much, as he often does, with an old man's lack of awareness that everything's being recorded. And I think it may turn out, and again, I'm not completely certain, but I'm kind of sure, it'll turn out that, yeah, that was dirty. That was dirty dealing.
And remember, that was used as an example during the first Trump impeachment of, so how's that different than Trump calling up the president and saying, hey, you got to do this if you want that?
That was impeachable.
I guess the argument was this Trump wanted benefited him.
Yeah, electorally speaking, yeah. Yeah, politically speaking. Newt Gingrich also has an opinion piece in the Washington Times that I thought was pretty good. And he is honing in on the president's being at the center of corrupting the federal law enforcement system. He goes into the IRS whistleblowers, testifying that the Department of Justice stymied the investigation into Hunter Biden's potential tax crimes. According to their testimony, political appointees and high-ranking DOJ officials refused to bring some serious charges against Hunter. He goes into a great deal of detail on that. And the sweetheart no-jail-time plea deal for refusing to pay taxes on more than $1.5 million for 2 years and lying on federal forms. Hunter is actually in court to finalize that sweetheart deal today, which should be interesting.
Right. Is that on TV or not?
I doubt it.
I didn't realize till yesterday the whole Devin Archer, Hunter's best friend, testifying next week, Monday, is not going to be televised. That's not going to be open.
Oh, okay.
Open session. He has canceled 3 times now, or postponed 3 times now. Which is a little
hinky. He's very busy.
It's a little hinky.
I don't think he's hinky. I just think he is a guy with some really complex legal difficulties. And the lawyers are working overtime, many hours, to figure out, okay, what's he going to talk about? What's he not going to talk about? Is he granted immunity if he accidentally says? And then there's the time Hunter and I shot those pandas and, oh, shoot! You know, a guy in that much legal jeopardy is not just going to go out there and spill his guts.
We'll check in on a couple of college athletes. LeBron's son, that story led all the newscasts last night, which is kind of surprising to me, the heart attack. And then the most popular college athlete in America in terms of trying to make money off of your name and image continues to be an interesting story. And a bunch of other stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-610-0011.
800-610-0011. That's 800-610-0011.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one. Introducing 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
The number of close encounters,
there's a whole fleet of them, look on the ASA,
isn't just increasing, it's soaring.
My gosh.
366 more reports of so-called unidentified aerial phenomena, or UFOs, since March 2021. This triangle seemed to hover over a California military base. And this unidentified object zipped across the sky over the Middle East.
Well, so there's a big UFO hearing today, and if I was 12, I'd be very, very excited about this. 12-year-old me would have just absolutely been all over this sort of thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be insulting to anybody, but I just...
You're a stupid fool.
Me?
Or them? No offense.
You talking to them? The people who are taking this very, very seriously? Like the government is completely aware... There's intelligent life out there, so intelligent that it's able to fly gazillions of miles to Earth and has done so and contacted us, and the government's kept it a secret or something.
Well, not only did they reach Earth, but they now buzz around and observe and harass fighter pilots, etc.
Okay. Realizing, of course,
it's experimental aircraft from foreign governments or private companies or something.
Realizing, of course, that would be the single biggest story in the history of humans.
Yes, I would agree. I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah, those who believe that, you know, there are alien autopsy remains and Area 51 or whatever, that would be the most explosive story in the history of humans. And nobody has leaked anything, credibly. Nobody has any evidence. Nobody who wants to be the most famous person in the history of the world has come forward. The president farts. There's a leak about it.
Ew.
But not about it. The president's vicious dogs. We'll talk about that more later, too. But, yeah, like alien bodies, nobody's leaked, please.
So two college athletes to check in on. First, LeBron's son, Bronny, who had a heart attack. They're at USC playing basketball, and they had rushed him to the hospital, and he seems to be okay now, but, man, that had to be scary.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. His heart stopped.
Okay. Elon Musk tweeted out on X yesterday, which is what Twitter is now called. We can talk about...
No, it's not, Elon.
Well, we can talk about that later, but he tweeted out, we cannot ascribe everything to the COVID vaccine, but by the same token, we cannot ascribe nothing. So people always present that as pushing false theories or something like that. It just sounds to me like a guy, I wonder if it had anything to do with the vaccine. It could. Not necessarily. Is that a crime to do that? Maybe if you own the company? I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Anyway.
Well, and what was that great Richard Feynman quote we had yesterday? Essentially saying, of all the principles of science, the most precious one is the ability to doubt.
Yeah. Anyway, the most famous college athlete in America apparently is this Olivia Dunn woman, the gymnast from LSU, who is currently the NCAA's highest paid female athlete, though she's not anywhere close to, like, the best at whatever she does, gymnastics. Somebody decided she was hotter than other people, and she has about...
The free market has decided that.
12 million followers on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah, I don't get it. She looks like every other hot young chick to me. I don't understand. See what's special about her. I just think a crowd draws a crowd. But anyway, she no longer can go to class because she's so popular and can't go to class, can barely go to practices, may not be able to go to meets soon for safety reasons. They can't come up with enough security for her to be able to attend classes.
So you want to be famous.
Yeah. She's 19 or 20 years old.
What a nightmare.
That is not what they thought was going to happen when you're able to start making money as a college athlete, that it was just going to be kind of random super hot women.
And you could be cynical about this gal. You know, she's making tons of money. She's super good looking. But she never dreamed that this stuff would happen.
No, absolutely not. If you miss an hour of this show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
What's the best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda? No, it's not voting Republican. A better option is to vote with your wallet. Democrats get easy votes by giving away newly printed money, but we can fight this never-ending scam by making use of physical gold. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. These special accounts allow you to preserve your retirement and help the country at the same time. Plus, you pay zero penalties or taxes on the transfer. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold is the only gold IRA company I trust, so text HEDGE to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
ABC News reporting that Jill Biden can't control the dog when it gets out of control. More on that. We'll dig up the audio for that coming up on Bite Gate or German Shepherd Gate or whatever we want to call it.
I'm calling Commander the Hunter Biden of dogs.
Mm.
The entire Justice Department is protecting this dog. It's so savage. Are you at risk? Stay with us. I wouldn't go to Washington, D.C. right now. It's too dangerous.
Hunter today is going before a judge to officially plead guilty. Anyway, Wall Street Journal opinion piece by somebody who knows the ins and outs of this saying he should be in jail. We can lay that out for you coming up later.
Well, and once in a great while, a judge will look at a plea deal and say, how did you get to this? I won't accept this.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen with the president.
This is an abrogation of justice.
Ain't going to happen with the president's kid.
Yeah, probably not. So this is a shocking and really informative report from Steve Harrigan on Fox News. And I'm kicking myself a bit for not seeing this coming.
Would you like some of us to kick you also?
Oh, boy. There's a line out the door of people volunteering. The topic in general is the blue states decriminalizing of crime. And there are various examples from various states. And the so-called criminal justice reform that your George Soros-sponsored DAs are participating in, where they look at who's incarcerated and say, hey, it's disproportionately black men, so obviously it's a racist system, so obviously we're just not going to charge anybody with serious crimes. Or we're going to reduce what were serious crimes down to misdemeanors and minor crimes, and nobody's going to pay attention at all. We've observed, and it was easy to predict. In fact, we did predict rather strenuously when California was voting on a couple of just idiotic ballot measures that this would lead to rampant crime. What I failed to get, and this is why I'm kicking myself, is that rampant crime being permitted leads to rampant profit from crime. And that the people who notice that rampant profit aren't just going to be local yokels who want to steal some stuff and get money for a car.
I thought,
or to take drugs or whatever.
I was told people are just stealing this stuff because the economy's so bad that they have to steal toothpaste and razors and other expensive items because they can't afford to buy them.
Well, if you believe that, you're dumber than the president's vicious dog, and you're being lied to. At any rate, Steve Harrigan fills in the blanks here on the free market of criminal enterprise at work. Start with 50, Michael.
Four states have formed a task force with the Homeland Security Department to battle organized retail theft. Different from shoplifting, due to the massive amounts being stolen, the sophistication of the thieves, and in some cases, law enforcement says, who is behind it? Drug cartels.
These are sophisticated transnational organized crime networks that have ties to Latin America. We call them South American theft groups, and they're associated with high-level criminal activity in the United States.
So that's your first clue. Hey, there's practically unlimited profit to be made in blue states by stealing. Transnational criminal organizations have noticed. They're now moving to exploit the lawlessness.
Yeah, I didn't immediately think of that when this trend started to go in with a trash bag and wipe the shelf clean of razor blades. But yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
It was interesting. We were watching a video the other day. I guess it was that CBS News report in which they were reporting on rampant theft and crime and shoplifting, whatever you want to call it. And while they were filming the report in the CVS, they witnessed three different thefts. And the one dude, the video I watched, it was striking because he grabs several items that he wanted and strolls out as if he'd paid for them. utterly unhurried, unharried, unworried about anything. So it's that easy.
Yeah, I'm sure the first time you did it, he maybe looked around a little bit and thought, am I going to get away with this? But the 10th time you do it, you start to realize, oh, nobody's paying any attention.
Well, hell, you might as well say, hey, Jim, how are you? To the store manager. Rolling on with that report, please.
Targeted theft on a massive scale is changing the way stores do business. Dollar Tree has stopped selling men's underwear. Ulta locks perfume in cases. Home Depot ties down power tools with steel cables. Employees are often caught in the middle, fired if they try to intervene, while at the same time at the risk of attack from thieves.
I love my job.
Donna Hansborough, a 68-year-old Lowe's employee, got it both ways. Punched in the face three times by a thief wheeling out a shopping cart, then fired for violating company policy. On Monday, Lowe's announced she'll get her job back.
Yeah, after there was a huge backlash in social media, I followed that story over the weekend. That was horrible. God, that whole thing of where you're not allowed to try to stop theft, and if you do, you'll get fired, yeah. While the person stealing stuff gets free, that is really maddening. Who's buying their underwear at the dollar store? I didn't know the dollar store sold underwear.
I'm happy to announce that I'm at the point in my life financially where I can go ahead and go to the Walmart, for instance, and get the highfalutin underwear at Walmart.
The rich man's underpants from Target.
I would point out a couple of things about that little angle, about the retail is changing and the people getting fired. First of all, clearly, it's made life worse for all of us.
Oh, sure.
Less convenient, just weird, and just not good. And the reason those store employees try to intercede, it's not their stuff, right? They're not going to lose any money over it. What it is human beings have an innate desire for justice. They don't like to see the rules we have all agreed on, the social compact, being violated. It's offensive. It makes us angry. And those employees are just standing up for humanity and civilization. And for that, they're being fired. But I warn ye, and I'm thinking about the Soviet Union and similar corrupt societies where people just give up hope. If you continually quash people's desire to see justice done, you will end up in a society you do not want to live in.
No, you'll get way more people who are willing to risk their safety to stop theft because they're so just offended by it. It, like, hurts your brain.
Right.
The idea of somebody gets to come in here and grab a drill off the shelf and walk out of the Lowe's bothers you so much you're willing to fight for it, even though it's not your money. Yeah, you kill that spirit, and people are going to flip to the other side. That's what happens in these countries like the Soviet Union or wherever. You just think, well, I'm going to start taking stuff. That's the, you know, when in Rome.
Yeah, if theft is the route to success, I will steal. So Steve goes into a little detail on how organized theft and shoplifting differ, but I think we can understand that. Let's skip to 53, Michael, to wrap it up.
One factor behind double-digit growth of organized retail theft is the Internet. Third-party resellers can often move warehouses full of items online and remain anonymous.
They found an opportunity. They found something that was very easy to do and low risk. And so we've got to make it higher risk. We've got to make it lower reward, and we've got to make sure that they understand there are consequences.
Major retailers are pushing for online transparency to know who the high-volume Internet sellers are as a first step.
Need to make it higher risk and lower reward. You mean the way it has worked my whole life up until recently? Yeah.
And for hundreds of years? Yeah, that might be a good idea. Our esteemed newswoman, Katie Green, with a chilling tale from real life in a moment or two. First, a legitimate online retailer, the good folks at MyPillow. Oh, it struck me in that story that they were talking about warehouses full of merchandise. That's why it's worth the cartel's time and interest. It's tremendous volume. Anyway, back to MyPillow. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. The MyPillow folks want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their famous MyPillow. When you use our promo code Getty, you'll receive a queen-sized MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98, and the king size is just 10 bucks more.
Yeah, and because of the anniversary, you'll find deep discounts on all kinds of other MyPillow products like the bed sheets, the mattress toppers, pet beds, towels, my slippers, so much more. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square to receive the amazing offer on the queen-size pillow for $19.98 with the promo code GETTY.
10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, and nothing to lose. Time to get that quality sleep you not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Radio Listener Square, and remember the code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y. Slumber well, friends. Slumber well.
So, Katie, your husband is at a bank and gets a gun stuck in his face? Like, so what kind of an area are we talking about here before we hear the story?
It's small town, just, you know, all age ranges, not very far from a school, across the street from a Safeway.
So not a janky, shady, kind of expect it there sort of place.
Mm-mm,
okay.
Not at all.
So what happened?
So he went to Wells Fargo around 2:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, middle of the afternoon. Walked
Boy, that's
out.
Not even on my mind. I pull into the bank at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Pulls in, goes inside, does whatever he has to do, and on the way out, he hears some commotion out in the parking lot. And when he walks out, there's another gentleman with him. He sees four guys, two of them with rifles.
Oh, my God.
Robbing this woman. One has her by the hair. And she's screaming. So my husband and the other gentleman went kind of walking in that direction, and the two guys pointed the guns right at them.
Right. You want a piece of this?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't, probably, is the answer.
And they proceeded to get her purse. They hit her with both of the rifles. I'm reading this morning. She's doing okay, but once in the back of the head and once in the temple. And then they all got into the car and drove off, and authorities are asking for any information.
Well, your husband had to be pretty concerned. I mean, somebody points a gun at you, that, you know, there's the opportunity that they're just going to actually shoot you.
Right. And that was his point. He was like, I wanted so badly to help and try to stop them from hurting this woman. But then there were two firearms pointed at him, at his face.
Wow.
And thank God the victim is physically probably going to be okay. But she was beaten to the ground, beaten on the head to the ground by two men with guns who stole her stuff. She will never be the same.
No. No, and I'm reading this morning in the update, which is coming from her cousin, saying that she is okay, but she's very shaken up and does not want to go anywhere.
Well, that's horrible, obviously, but
yeah.
Your husband, I've never had a loaded gun pointed at me. I mean,
no,
that's a minor, not a minor thing.
Also very shaken up when he got home.
I'm sure.
A mixture of fear and, you know, and guilt because he wanted to help.
Yeah.
And anger, I'm sure.
Yeah, that too. But, what? You know, just right in the middle of the day.
Sure, so your animal brain reaction to that would be, when's the next time you're comfortable anywhere? After you get a gun
right.
pointed at you in the middle of the day just running an errand.
Mm-hmm. It would take a very long time, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, everybody involved. And my theory, which I am quite confident in, and I've seen it in kids and players on teams and dogs, including the president's vicious dog, an update on that coming up.
Wow.
If you set the limit at whatever, just to illustrate the point, level 3, the kid, the dog, the player, whatever, will experiment with level 4. They'll see if they can get away with level 4.
Sure.
And if they can, they will take a shot at level 5 and see what happens at level 5 until a firm stop is given to them. Likewise, when you decriminalize crime in these blue states in America, what used to be an arrestable offense and a serious repercussion for somebody's life is removed. They are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And we have removed so many of the lines. They have now pushed to the point of, you know, strong-arm gun-wielding robberies in the middle of the day in suburbia. How's your utopia coming along? Good Lord.
I X'd out a story about that last night. Is that what you're supposed to say now? When you tweet something? That you X'd it?
You can say that if you want.
Was that what it's supposed to be?
That's what Elon said.
That's what Elon says, but you don't get to tell your customers how to behave.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, Doggate, Joe Biden's vicious hounds out of control, running through Washington, D.C., tearing people into pieces.
Peeing on the Constitution in the archives.
Come on.
Tearing tourists' throats out as they try to go to the Smithsonian.
Right, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. Stay tuned. We've got that story coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diver.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, we're playing clip 10. Somehow we didn't get that information to you.
The White House is responding to revelations that President Biden's German Shepherd commander has bitten several Secret Service agents, sending one of them to the hospital in at least 10 incidents between last October and January. The White House says that each incident was properly reported and treated as a workplace injury, and the First Family now is working with Secret Service on better leashing protocols, more training, and more room for Commander to run around and exercise.
10 bites in 3 months, 4 months?
Yeah, but I feel like it's really leaving out a lot of the story if you don't mention their previous dog, Major, couldn't stop biting people. So they had a German Shepherd who wouldn't stop biting people. They got rid of it. That was a weird deal. They get a new dog named Commander, and it can't stop biting people at a greater level. Where are you getting your dogs, or how are you treating your dogs, or have you ever thought of feeding them or something? Something weird's going on there. Who has a dog that has bitten people a dozen times over a couple of years? Dogs, yeah. Multiple dogs. I've owned so many dogs, and none of them have ever bitten anybody. And I'm not like some master dog trainer or something like that. What are you doing?
Right. How is the, what's the dog's environment? What's happening around it? How has it been trained? How is it that if my dog bites people twice, he will be put down by the county or the state or whatever?
No matter
ten
what.
10 times? Are you kidding? He's like the John Dillinger of dogs. The FBI has posters of his face in the post office.
Wow, and here's even more.
In one of those emails back in October, the Secret Service warned that the German Shepherd was exhibiting extremely aggressive behavior, even charging at a Secret Service officer, saying that the First Lady could not regain control of the dog.
Look, we know what kind of money your family has. First of all, you buy a really well-trained dog. Like, incredibly well-trained. I know people who've spent $5,000 to have hunting dogs trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with experts. You do that with your German Shepherd. Where are you getting your dogs? Are you going to the pound and getting one from some former crack dealer who had trained it to bite people and then bringing it to the White House? Or what is going on here? It's so weird.
Yeah, there's something seriously amiss. I need to reach out to my friend, the professional dog trainer, and ask him for his opinion. But if it's a breed that the nature of it is that you just, it's going to bite people. If they move quickly into a room, they're going to get bit. Then why the blank and blank do you have that dog in the White House?
I'm not buying that. Because I've known gazillions of people that have had German Shepherds, and people weren't getting bit every other day.
Well, yeah, that's actually kind of my point, is if you have the most charitable, I mean, like, completely naively, idiotically charitable view of this, it's still completely unacceptable.
And I would think that the normal home life of most people is more difficult for a dog to deal with than the rigid, strict, secure nature of the White House.
More people coming and going, I think, although presumably he's in the residence, right? Or does he run around the West Wing and bites the press secretary and then bites the Secretary of State? And then...
I don't think they're feeding their dogs. I think that's it. I think the scandal
is... Off the board. I'll come up and drag you off.
I think the dementia-laden old man keeps forgetting that Jill thinks he's feeding the dog every night. And he thinks he's feeding the dog every night, but he never remembers.
Boy, and you see this semi-regularly, too, the smallish woman who can't control family dog.
I see that practically every time I'm at the park. It's usually a woman, just for physical reasons, you know, strength reasons, but just like being drug around by their dog. You can't have a dog that you're not stronger than. You just can't.
And more people should use the training collar, the so-called pinch collar. It's not cruel. It doesn't hurt the dog. It gets the dog's attention. And if your dog is pulling you as hard as it can away from where you want it to be, you ought to go ahead and give your dog a little pinch to get its attention. It's not cruel. It's effective.
Are these the dogs that used to guard Hunter Biden's stash back in the day?
Or come on. Where that's getting, it.
Where are they getting
that's
the dogs?
That's it. They're getting the dogs from Hunter's dealers.
author, by the way, should be in jail, according to an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal today. We'll get to that to kick off hour three. If you miss an hour, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.